Yeah, this eclipse seems just what the doctor ordered to divert us, for a few hours anyway, from a crazy world. Here's something else that helps.
Now, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mr. Armstrong, and we're going to sing one of the good old good ones for you. Beautiful number. I cover the waterfront. I cover the waterfront. I like it. Look at that.
When things seem really out of whack, I turn to Louis Armstrong. His life and music were a relentless search for joy as an antidote to despair. There's this one film clip I love. It's Armstrong in Copenhagen and really takes you back. He'd found a new audience in Europe in the 30s. This is from 1933 and the sound is so clean and clear. But this week, it struck me differently. Those Danes clapping their hearts out. They're dressed up in black tie and tails and evening gowns. They're out to honor this man they'd heard so much about. And think about the year, 1933, just 70 years after emancipation. The Danes knew what had happened in the U.S. with slavery and the Civil War. Maybe this accounts for the warm embrace for this man who persevered. In 1965, 20 years after the fall of the Third Reich, Armstrong performed this in Berlin, one of the most painful songs ever of the black experience in America. What did I do to be so black and blue? This week, Louis Armstrong's music was relief to me, but it was also a thread that stitched the past into the present and reminds us how far we've got to go. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We'll see you back here on Monday, everyone.
Birds I can't hide. What is in my face? But don't you but do that those I say? How would it end?